More frequently than ever, we see a number of dark times in our country, from the Camp Fire, Kincade Fire, to the severe winter freeze in Texas. People looking to escape to save their lives were left in the dark with power outages and no running water. They could leave the grid and hope for an electric-free existence, or they could stay and suffer the consequences of being constantly devastated by an outdated grid that controlled every aspect of their life. The decision wasn't easy, but West Haven had made it a long time ago, and that's no scam, no lies, to be real and authentic and show our customers courage and passion for grid liberation through solar, battery, and generators. In this segment, West Haven CEO Brett Jerger discusses how much homeowners really save on their electric bills with solar and battery. Now to this episode.
We're coming in live with the one and only Lotus. All right, there we go. Everything is restored. We good, Lotus? You can hear me all right?
Yes, I just had to get a professional mic.
Your mic is looking pretty pro. That's about as professional as it gets right there.
Yes.
All right, good deal. Okay, well, I was just welcoming everybody into the stream, ushering in an awesome day. We got a couple cool installs actually to go visit today a little bit later, Lotus. We got an Enphase Encharge battery system, 20 kilowatt, going in. And that is done by the one and only Jason Acuff. So I'm excited to go see that. We've got David Herrick out there on the project. And I've got a few more going on today, too. One of them's a huge ground mount. We're going to try to actually connect with those guys, but it's kind of remote. So we're having a little bit of difficulty making those connections. And, you know, that's always kind of a pain when the stream's dropping in and out when we're showing these jobs. But we've got you. We've got me. We got everything we need. And I know you had you had some questions for me, and I wasn't even going to ask you about your weekend and how that went. Hope it was fun. But anyhow, you had some questions for me today. You were asking me a little bit earlier. So anyway, what's going on in the Lotus world, and how can your boy here answer them questions and get us going on this stream?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I think it's been in the news a lot of, you know, in terms of homes and electricity and power as everything starts to heat up. You know, one of the biggest concerns is wildfires, the heat, the demand, all of those things that applies to every homeowner, right? Mm-hmm. But at the end of it all, there's also this lingering question of, do I go solar or do I not? And then on top of that, you have this whole notion of, well, do I really save money? And if I do, how much? And so along that same vein, I'm wondering if you could share some insight into how much homeowners really save on their electric bills on a monthly basis. And what are some factors that are factored into those electric bills once they go solar?
Yeah, definitely. I can absolutely speak to that. And there's going to be slight differences state to state, depending on what state you're in when you go solar. Mm-hmm. Primarily in the majority of the states, certainly in California and certainly in Texas, both those states were in full operation in, you will save money on your electric bill. And there's a few ways to understand how you're going to save money, because there's essentially two that I'll talk about. One, if you pay all cash for your system, then you can calculate an ROI or a return on your investment, which I've seen ROIs come as fast as 3.5 years. I've seen other ROIs come in between 7 and 8 years. That's typically what I see when a person pays cash on a solar system. And that's a pretty simple calculation where if we're able to make all the power for you and not require you to purchase from the utility anymore, you can add up how much money that bill costs you per year. And then you'd simply look at the total solar system costs, take away your investment tax credit. That's your actual cash out. And then you're going to divide how much money you save per year by how much you actually spend on the system. And that's how many years it would return. To get a little more advanced on that, all electricity companies are going to be increasing their prices every single year. So as those prices are going up, you'll want to factor that into your calculations so that that'll speed up the ROI, actually. That's a lot more accurate way to look at it. Here in California, our power prices go up ridiculously. We used to say there was an average increase of about 6% every year, and now it's much closer to about 8% every single year. So that gets pretty huge, and our ROIs come really, really fast if you pay cash for a solar mm-hmm. system. And that's one way to look at how it's going to actually save you money and work as a good investment. Mm-hmm. The other way is actually even simpler. And that's where you actually look at and you calculate how much you pay for 12 months. Add that all up, divide by 12. Then you're going to get your average bill. So there's an average cost. Most people in California got a super high bill in the summer, and some have a lower bill in the winter. So we want to average that whole cost out. Then if you finance your solar system, which a good 80% or more of homeowners end up financing their system in some way. And typically, and certainly all the systems we do here in California, our financed monthly payment is cheaper than an average electric bill. And mm-hmm. so immediately, month one, right out the gate, people are saving money. And they're contributing towards not needing the utility grid as much and a much cleaner, greener planet. So it's altogether good. Money savings, good environmental choice. It's just win-win all the way around. I hope that answers your question there, Lotus.
Yeah. It does. And I think there's also something to be said about how actually when some homeowners go solar, it essentially almost in a sense replaces their electric bills, right? And so even for myself, I never really understood it until I got into the industry, is that when you go solar and if you generate enough power, when you're looking at your power generation, you have a large enough system and you're consuming just the right amount, then essentially you're never going to really need to pull from the grid. And therefore, you don't really need to demand power from the grid, and thus eliminates your electric bill in a sense. So you're swapping the two, if you will, replacing, mm-hmm. in other words.
That's right. When a system is sized, you know, to offset all the usage, we can essentially, now if you don't have a battery, you're going to utilize the grid as your storage mechanism. And you're going to get credits. But yes, we can totally offset that whole entire bill so that we've replaced it completely. And now, you know, typically you'll have maybe just a few dollars per month electric bill for the connection fee to be interconnected to the grid. We see this happen. I've done this literally thousands of times. We have over 5,000 fully functional monitored systems operating right now. And we get, you know, reports on them daily. We're investigating those. And, you know, of those, so many are completely wiping out a homeowner's bill, you know, 100%.
Yeah, that's so wonderful to hear. And I think oftentimes homeowners don't realize that they have the power to control. And if you, you know, in your words, gamify it, right? Mm-hmm. Game the utility. Talk to us about, you know, the harvest, the storage, and the consumption components of a home and how that impacts the monthly bills.
Definitely. Yeah. You know, one of the main Well, our purpose here at West Haven is to bring about grid liberation. And that is to make all homes capable of producing all their power to their full capacity, whatever they want, whenever they want, giving them full abundance without requiring the need of the grid whatsoever. That's our goal for everyone. We want to bring people to this place. And essentially, every home is capable of this, and all of the technologies today that are readily available and improving all the time are leading to this place for all homes. And after homes, it'll go to all businesses as well. The way our world is powered is changing. It is changing fast. So there's three readings at all times when you have a solar plus storage system. And when you have these in line, you won't need the utility. So those three readings, one is how much you're producing or how much you're harvesting from your solar system. That's one number, your current level of harvest. Your second number is how much energy you have stored up in your battery. And your last number is how much you're consuming. And as long as you're either producing more or storing more than what you're consuming, you're in a state where you don't require the utility grid. And what we want to do is put all homeowners in this state 365 days out of the year, 24/7 at all times. And we want to leave the utility empty-handed, because that's what they do to people. They leave people empty-handed. And anyone that disagrees with that, I want to know how they would feel if their whole home was burned down, their family was killed inside of it. It's tough to say, but that's what happened. And we're not afraid to talk about it. And so the only response we have is one of equal measure, but it's quite unequal, actually, because nothing could compare to burning a person's house down, killing their family inside of it. We want to leave them empty-handed. And that's how we do it, through grid liberation. Understanding those three values, orienting homeowners to the simplicity of it, and helping them get there. That's our mission. That's why we're here.
Yeah. If we break it down by harvest, storage, and consumption, what are, from your lens, what are the best practices in terms of generating power to fulfill that category of harvesting energy for homeowners?
Mm-hmm. So there's a couple different approaches. There's a simple approach, which is put up a huge solar system and don't even think about it. And then the more sophisticated approach is to understand a little bit more about your rate of consumption and controlling the rate of consumption. And that's really, really easy with today's modern electrical panels that are incorporating intelligent power control. And that sounds like a mouthful of words or something that's really hard to do, but it's actually not hard at all. Every major manufacturer of electrical panels is developing or has already developed for the market a smart panel. And the smart panel can measure how much is being consumed by the home. And you can pre-program, if you want to, a max level of consumption. And then you can control everything else by priority to not turn on, so that you stay underneath that max level of consumption. And in this way, you can control your state, and you can always be in a place where you don't require the utility grid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is what we talk about day in, day out. This is what we show day in and day out. And we'll end up bringing Tracy in here on one of these future streams. He runs our whole service department, and to pull up some of the monitoring on how this actually looks and what homeowners can see and expect, and then what they can do to actually get to this place where they no longer require the utility grid.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating to be able to have access to essentially how much energy your solar system is harvesting. Mm-hmm. And then from a storage perspective, if you have storage, how much you're storing, so you know, essentially having insight into your whole entire home, right?
Exactly.
I'm wondering too, if we were to put it into maybe two words of what's happening here for homeowners, what is it that we're trying to achieve at the end of all of this?
So for a homeowner, what we're trying to achieve is a place, we call it grid liberation, but once, you know, there is no more you need for the utility, then we would call it a state of autonomy, where they're their own sovereign control of their power. That's really what we're working to obtain and to give to people. And it, until recently, the last couple of years, let's say, it hasn't really been talked about or thought about as an actual reality, an actual place where we can bring homes, but we can, and it's getting easier and easier every single day to do this. And so, yeah, we're looking at bringing all homes into a place of they have their own power, they have their own power system. And now we're seeing it talked about more and more. I just saw an article on Tesla today, but this has been known for years. It's not new. Sometimes it makes it in the headlines news, you know, that, you know, they want to make every single person their own utility. And that's, I mean, things are late to the press, but that's what we've been doing all along. Every single solar system, whoever has a solar system, they become their own utility. Now, whether that's a utility that's adequate to supply all their needs or whether they're relying on their own solar panels along with some assistance from the utility company, which is mostly the case, that's what it is. But that's what we're doing, is making homeowners their own power center so they have their own control of all their power, and they don't need to rely on anyone else other than themselves from here on out. That's what we're looking to do.
I talk about this notion of flip the switch. Mm-hmm. And I think it's such a cool concept, because I feel like in the past, the main panel, or, you know, the main breaker, if you will, flipping that switch means you're turning off the power essentially to your whole entire home. But you have this idea of flipping the switch that I think is really fascinating. Could you break that down for us?
Yeah. So for us, flipping the switch is going up to a home's main panel and turning off the electrical breaker. The main electrical breaker, because it's that main breaker that's connecting the utility to them. So we want to go right up there and shut that main electrical breaker off, but they don't lose power because we connect all of their own generation system after the meter. So that's flipping the switch for us. That's what we call flipping the switch. And ideally, after you flip the switch and you have a reliable level of grid liberation that you can count on all the time, the next move is to call the utility company up and shut your account off. That's the next move. That's where we really want to go.
Nice.
Yeah. So there's flip the switch and then there's shut your account off. But not, you know, shut your account off, but not lose the power that you need.
Yeah. Exactly. And so that takes us to stage two, right? In terms of the storage, what are some ways that homeowners can make sure that they're storing abundant power, or rather enough power to power their home?
So there's a few different levels. And when we talk about how much power you have, like how much you're using over the course of the year, and how much do you need to store? If you want to fully eliminate the utility, then you want to look at how much power you need to store on basically the coldest day of the year with the least amount of sunshine. Because that's the day where you need the most storage. And we help a homeowner find that. And, you know, a lot of homeowners too will give them consumption meters with their solar system so they can actually see what their habits are and what they're consuming. And once they know what they've consumed for a year, we can pick their worst day out of the year and then make sure they have enough storage to handle that. Then, of course, their solar system needs to be able to recharge that battery the next day. So we're always looking, when we're talking about total grid liberation, we're looking for the worst days of the year. And we're making sure from that standpoint, they have enough. And this, we've been doing this for years. We've actually been doing this for decades. This is a classical off-grid solar approach. But now we can bring it to on-grid solar technology so that, because the batteries have become so affordable now, so we want to take this same approach to on-grid systems so that we can make it so that we can flip the switch and shut their accounts off and leave the utility high and dry.
That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. That's really smart. I like it.
That's what we do, Elise, and we've been raising a legion of craftsmen in the Valor to get that done. So that is, you know, that's West Haven Power. That's what we do. We do it here. We do it in Texas. And we're about to get into every other state over the course of the next 5 years as well.
Yeah. One last question before we actually dive into, because I think you said we have an end phase installation, mm-hmm. correct? Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. great. Which is going to speak directly to your point around storage and what that looks like, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah, definitely. In fact, while you're asking me that question, let me text them and have them pull up.
Okay, great.
But go ahead, ask me. I'm here. We're streaming. We're live. This is what we do.
Yeah, awesome. So the third bullet to essentially impacting the monthly bills here is the consumption piece of homeowners and households, right? So when we talk about how much a household demands or uses power, what are some of the things that uses a ton of energy that they should be aware of?
Good question. The normal like gorilla is the air conditioner. So any air conditioner, you know, there's air conditioning at home, especially if you have a, you know, central air conditioning, that's absolutely going to be your largest consumer. I mean, that's going to eat up the most power of anything else in the home almost always. The other large consuming devices could be a refrigerator, because these are devices with compressors. And then, you know, going down the line, like if a person owns a pool pump is generally a pretty large electrical device. A well pump could be a large electrical device as well. Air conditioner always. Air mm-hmm. conditioner always the largest device. So I
interesting.
Hope, yeah.
So what are some of the ways to cut costs from these consuming devices? And, or, you know, is it from maybe from a homeowner perspective, is it, I don't know, I'm just going to throw this out there, but is it not washing my clothes at 4 p.m. in the afternoon?
See, yeah, no, I'm glad you're asking this question, because this is important. See, I like abundance. We want to bring people to a state of abundance, and abundance doesn't come at the cost of you not being able to do what you want to do when you want to do it. For me, that just doesn't work. I don't like that at all. Even the utility asks you, on certain occasions, you know, limit your usage or don't do it this time of the day. I hate that. The sun's shining. There's tons of power. Let's remember, we're getting all of our power from the sun, even fossil fuels. Fossil fuels are nothing but photosynthesis that happened to plants and animals a couple million years ago, and they turned into burnable gas. That's what we call fossil fuels. None of it would have happened without the sun. The sun is responsible for all life on Earth. It's mandatory for it. So this sun is 1.3 million Earths will fit inside the sun. It's this massive, almost unfathomably huge nuclear reactor in the sky. And it's nuclear fusion, not fission. All the, you know, atomic bombs and nuclear power we have right now is fission-based nuclear technology. The sun is fusion. It never shuts off. It's just endless energy all the time. At least for the next 4 billion years, it's slated to burn for another 4 billion years. So there's no shortage of power. So I'm sorry I went on that rampage, but I never want to associate what we do with homeowners having to really watch and monitor and control everything they use when we've got this infinite source sitting right here, you know, all the time. So what you want to do, and because the technology is so affordable now, is you want to put up enough solar panels. Mm-hmm. They're cheap. They don't cost very much at all. So load it up. And then you want to get, you know, as much storage as you need. And then on the consumption side, when you get a smart electrical panel, you'll be able to control the rate at which it gets consumed. Now, if you want to control the rate of consumption without using a smart panel, that's easy to do too. Make sure you got good insulation in your house. If you got an attic, make sure your attic's well insulated. And on your air conditioner, it's nicer if you have a higher, what's called a higher SEER or a higher efficiency air conditioner. That won't, you know, pull as much power to actually run and operate. That'll help tremendously. And, you know, those are some of the ways to, quote unquote, you know, cut costs or you know, limit how much power you're consuming at any given time.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And I think, you know, you're absolutely right. Oftentimes we hear a lot about, you know, whether it's ERCOT or even PG&E advising customers to limit their electricity usage or some circumstances.
I'm so like anti that. I really am. I'm anti conservation when there's abundance. I'm not about foolishly diminishing resources at all. But when we have a monstrous sun in the sky and solar panels are super cheap, put enough up on a person's house. In fact, load it up, max them out. You know, be very, very powerful. I like being very, very powerful, and I like to make people very, very powerful. Overpower. What I mean, who doesn't want to be super powerful? So that's what I tell people, and I'm pretty shameless about it too. And this is from doing thousands and thousands of systems. And I've spoken with thousands and thousands of homeowners. Literally, this isn't one of those exaggerations where it's like, oh, I've talked to thousands of people. No, I have talked to thousands of people. I have thousands of systems installed. That's why I'm always saying here, I'm the titan of this industry, because I have thousands. And of all those, every conversation I've ever had, I've never had a person come back to me and say they wish they would have had less. Never. Mm-hmm. But I've had hundreds of conversations where they're calling back to put on more. And I still do to this day. I get all the calls. Hey, I want to add more panels. I want to add to my system. Good. So the answer is max that thing out and don't worry about it. You make enough money, guaranteed, put them up there, you'll be fine. And they cost less than your utility. So, you know, yeah, say, hey, Watson, what's going on? Go big. What's going on? Steve, they're in the chat. And, hey, you know what? We got Jason here. You ready to go jump in on his site? And we'll go rampage with him?
Yes.
All right. I'll be right back here. All right, we got Jason coming with us here, Lotus, your favorite. Boom, here we go.
I'm done eating.
Hey, man's got to eat to get this kind of work done. You don't get as tough as him without eating, man.
He's getting his sugar.
Whatever he needs. He's leading the grid liberation movement out there representing us. How we doing today, Jason?
Good, man. Doing pretty good today.
Cool. So if, you know, help me understand properly, but I believe we have a end phase end charge system going in right now.
Yep, that's right. You got it, man.
How's that coming along?
Yeah, it's going pretty good, actually. We also have a panel upgrade today. That's out on a pole. So we had to throw a backboard up, and I'll show you what that looks like.
Yeah, take us over there, man.
So here's the newest so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Telephone pole going up, new riser, all that good stuff.
Nice. Meter socket right there.
Yep, right into the new Enphase transfer switch here.
Oh, that, look at that Enphase panel. That's the Enphase backup panel. That's looking pretty sweet.
Yeah, that thing's pretty trick.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on there.
Yep, and that's just their, you know, panel for their house, all the backed up loads and all that coming off of there.
Very cool.
So we also got a cool little backboard here for all of our batteries to go on.
Oh, wow. So we got to do an outdoor mount for all their batteries too, huh?
Yeah. There's three batteries with the cover all set and done. And then here's the actual batteries here, a three pack mm-hmm. as well with the cover off.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. And you know what's cool about this Enphase system, if you actually get a little bit closer to it, Jason, they can see that those are the what you know, Enphase did kind of a cool thing. Those are the regular Enphase microinverters that the same ones that are attached to solar panels on the roof. So they kind of have a cool little technology where it keeps it all seamless. From a component standpoint, it's a pretty good innovation on the Enphase engineers because it's all the same microinverter. If one fails on the battery, if one fails on the solar panel, it's still all the same. And so that's a, you know, represents a good innovation in technology where, you know, readily these parts are readily sourced. That's looking tight, man. How's it all flown together? How's that? And then I'm seeing Tyler in here in the chat. It's the those are the IQ8s from Enphase. Right. Enphase IQ8s. So that's yep. really sweet.
Yeah, pretty simple setup too. I mean, you just run your positive, negative, and ground back to your transfer switch over there, and then your actual on Enphase combiner box will, you know, read those IQ8s in there and pick them all up that way.
Gotcha. And then
for those of us that don't know what essentially the microinverters do, can you, Brett or Jason, break down for us quickly what they are?
Sure, I can. Let me give a stab at it, Jason, since you're in the field there, man. But so the, you know, solar panels and batteries produce DC power, direct current, and all the devices that we use in our homes are AC or alternating current. So we got to do something called invert it. We've got to invert the power. We've got to invert it or change it from DC over to AC. And that's what the inverters do. Now, the reason these are called micro inverters is because when we deal with solar systems, you can have big inverters, which you hook up a number of solar panels to and it inverts it all at once. Or you can have micro inverters where each solar panel gets its own individual little inverter. And Enphase, pretty cool company. They've been around for a while. I've been using their technology for well over a decade now. They're the first ones and honestly the best ones out there currently with micro inverter technology. It's very reliable. It has a lot of advantages. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh no, micro inverters over regular inverters. Everything's circumstantial. But micro inverters work in just about every single application there is when it comes to solar. And when they came to, you know, innovating their battery solution, they did a really good smart thing, which is to use the same components to invert out of the batteries. In other words, to convert the DC electricity of the battery into AC so the home can use it. So that's a roundabout, you know, explanation of microinverters for people that want to know. And if people want to know super teched out stuff, I can go into that. But I also say, you know, Lotus, like this solar is easy stuff. You know, and we try to keep it super simple. It's just like whenever you go to get your cell phone, you really don't care, like, you know, oh, how does it work? You know? You know.
That was going to be my next question is, how do I know if I need a micro inverter or a regular?
That's for us to decide. Hold up. We lost Jason for a second. We'll pull him back in a second. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that, Lotus. Don't want to lose you. Okay, hold up. Let me fix this now.
Hold up.
I got it, dude. That's just streaming. That's just the joys of streaming and tech. Let me fix this real quick. Bang. Let me get back there. And I'll bring everybody back. Boom. There we go. How would you know? It's, you know, unless you're really into this stuff, that many times they'll both work, in all honesty. And there's advantages microinverters have over other inverters. Some people just use them all the time. Honestly, the cost is very negligible. Like we're basically at the point it almost doesn't matter, to be quite honest. It really doesn't. You know, it's just like, again, I always relate it to cell phones. It's like, whether you get a Samsung, whether you get an iPhone, I mean, of course, there's brand preferences. I'm not even getting on that war. But when it comes to making a phone call, they both work pretty darn good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the same can be said for microinverters and string inverters. And I try not to bring, like, customers too deep into those weeds.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. And that makes total sense. Like, honestly, as a homeowner, I don't really care what it is. Actually, I don't really even know, right? So yeah. I just want to know if it works and how much is it? At the end of the day.
Exactly. Like, and that's my point all along. You know, who cares how the refrigerator works? It works. It's got a warranty. It functions. It performs. Who cares how the microwave works? Same deal. Solar's my whole, you know, MO is to make people understand that solar is the same thing. It's a trustworthy appliance that will keep on working, and it'll probably end up working longer than any other appliance a person has in the home. It's going to outlast a dishwasher. It's going to outlast a washer and dryer for your clothes. It's definitely going to outlast any TV, you know, any TV you get. It's reliable tech that works very, very well. And this job's looking pretty tight. This is obviously out there. Where are you at right now, Jason, if you can even hear me?
We're in Greenville.
Oh, in Greenville. Okay.
Yeah. Plumas County.
Got it. Mountains. Yep. That's out there. That's out there a little ways. So we had to obviously outdoor mount all that stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Turning out pretty nice, though.
It's looking super sweet, man. Everything's looking level and plumb. You guys had to build that whole wall. Who's with you on the crew there trying to say hi? Let's shout him out.
We got Tom right here with us. Yeah.
Tom, what's up, brother? Say hello to the world.
Hello. You're a guy, man.
Well, Tom knows how to do.
He's a warrior, that guy right there, man. He's been on hundreds and hundreds of our installs, from HVAC to solar to generators, you name it, that guy can do it.
That's right.
Yep. Good deal. Right on, Jason. It's looking tight. You guys thinking to be able to wrap that up today, or is it looking like that's going into tomorrow? How are you guys doing?
It's going to be a close one. We're actually waiting for the inspector to get just power on back to the house. So
it's
going to be close. If not, you know, minimal tomorrow.
Gotcha.
Makes sense. Coming down to the wire today, so.
I hear you, man. I totally hear you. Good deal, dude. Well, it's looking tight. Thanks for piping us into this job, Lotus. You got any other questions for these strapping gentlemen out there that are repowering our world?
Yeah, so I'm just curious from an aesthetic perspective. The brown wall. I mean, that wood piece, is that ours? Did we put that up? Are we going to decorate it? What is that?
Yeah, we're going to decorate that. That's going to be all. Yeah, that's just right now they had to build that to support all this stuff. There's more to come on that wall. That's a structural piece that's currently up to, you know, to support this gear so we can get this homeowner some backup power. But yeah, that, you know, and it's good you asked that question. This type of installation is a little bit atypical. Normally, we're going to put that gear in a person's garage. But obviously, for this situation and the custom level of this job, we're building some things around it.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So if I wanted like rows and rows of those batteries, or I guess, would that just literally be all that wood and the batteries attached to it, and we would just have like maybe 4 or 5 rows depending on how many I buy
in a garage
outdoors like this?
Well, again, this is very unique. That, you know, mm-hmm. I actually, this is a unique job site, and that just it goes to show that we can bring this stuff anywhere. We can power up anything. You know, we've been doing outgrid for decades, you know, very successfully. Or off grid. So these are solutions that we can provide to homeowners. But this is not, we typically don't have to build walls in the woods where people's meters are. Sometimes we do. And mm-hmm. that's what we do to get this power. That's how serious we are about our mission. You know, a lot of companies just turn away. We always look for the solutions.
Got it. So this is a very customized project, sounds like.
This is a much more custom project where we're actually incorporating the construction of a wall. Like I said, mostly this would go, you know, inside of a garage or on the outside of a house accordingly.
Okay. Very cool. Yeah. Yeah, I think that about sums up my question.
Questions from the lovely Lotus. Cool. Well, Jason, it's looking good. Tom, looking tight. You know, man, thanks for putting out that seriously good-looking work, Jason. Always appreciate it. Love coming to visit you guys during the day, seeing how the job's going. Looks tight. Everyone's here in the chat rooting you on, too. I got Steve Archer. I got Watson. I got Lopez, Tyler, Cameron, and Tracy all shouting you guys out, man.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
So.
True.
Yep. So be safe out there, guys, and we'll see you when you get back today.
All right, you got it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, we'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks, Jason. Thanks, Tom. All right, Lotus, let me let these guys go. I'll pull us in. There we have it. So what did you think of that, Lotus? That's a pretty beast mode install going on from some of the Valor Foreman of West Haven. Both those guys are Valor Foreman, by the way, ranked up.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I've never seen anything like that, actually, to be honest with you. I think a lot of times we see what is on the screen here, where it's the typical ground mount or typical home. That one looks pretty intense.
That is. I mean, that's a, you know, that's a custom build. Those guys are doing custom work, bringing, you know, power solutions where others won't do it. But we'll get her done. We're serious about taking every single home to grid liberation. I'm happy for that homeowner getting 20 kilowatts of storage. Good for them. That's, you know, every time we add batteries to a home, that's a nice special blow to the utility to leave them empty handed.
So for like a 20 kilowatt battery storage, how many days would you imagine a homeowner who has standard consumption would last?
So it's, you know, okay, I'll give you the easy answer. I mean, it's at least a full day of power. But nobody, what I've learned by doing thousands of these homes is there is no standard home, because it could be a standard, you know, a home of standard construction, but there's six people living inside of it. You know, there could, and that could be of any age group. Maybe there are six people that work from home all day. The air conditioner is running at an insane rate with tons of electrical devices. So it really depends. But 20 kilowatt hours is a strong level of storage, and that's, you know, that's going to get any home through a full day, or certainly through a full night, just about. And then recharge the next day, you know, to full capacity. So people could run, like, with the right size solar system and 20 kilowatt hours of storage, I mean, you can be in that state of grid liberation for a good long time, maybe only coming out of it during the most darkest days of the year where there's absolutely, you know, very, very little sunshine. But 20 kilowatt hours, I would, you know, my kind of, I like rules of thumb. Most people don't. I do, just to simplify things so much. Every single home should have 20 kilowatt hours of storage as you know, like a starting point. You'll never regret it.
That's interesting. I'm really glad you said that, because I have solar in my home, and I think a couple weeks ago, or maybe months, the power went out. And I didn't know what to do. And I really strongly feel like if I had 20 kilowatt batteries, like you just said, I probably would have had my lights on, and it was, what was it, 8 p.m. at night. My family and I have a little 1-2-year-old. We sat there in the dark in the living room, and I was like, okay, well, let's start conserving our mobile phones, I guess. I mean, that was the only way we could communicate with the outside world.
Yeah, and it's funny, like, how freaked out people get when the power actually does go out. You know, we had that happen over here at the shop, where, you know, the power went out, and it's just like, we have a million backup solutions over here. We've got, like, I've got batteries in the Streamlab here. We're actually going to convert it within the next week or so that I'm always on battery and solar, right? Because we got the solar system, the battery backup hooked up to the Streamlab. We've got generators all over the place, so we can, you know, flip on, kick on, no problem. But it's insane. It's always funny, like, when the power goes out, all the computers shut off, lights shut off, and there's no power. what people just don't know what to do, you know, especially in today's day and age where you just, you know, always connected to some device. Once you turn that off, it's really interesting to see, you know, what actually happens to folks and how we get very forgetful on what to do.
Yep. Connected, right? So from, you know, we pay our bills online, we talk to our friends and family on Facebook, we're on LinkedIn, like our whole entire lives are essentially digital now. And so you don't have electricity. I mean, for goodness sakes, we use a microwave, like in a fridge. We are so dependent on electricity. But I think actually that's a great segue into this notion that you and I have been hearing a lot about, mm-hmm. is this electrify everything. So if we don't know how to live with power and we have a ton of power outages or maybe more frequent power outages and power shutoffs because of public safety shutoffs, because we're trying to conserve energy on this side of the world, how does electrify everything work in tandem with solar? And how does it work if we're having more frequent power outages and shutoffs?
So if you have solar only, then you have grid tied solar only. Whenever the power shuts off, your solar has to shut off. That's actually a code. That's a code, because what happens is once the whole utility grid shuts off, let's not forget we have utility workers that actually have to operate and maintain the grid, and they got a tough job, and it's dangerous too. So solar systems energize the grid if it's what's called grid tied, which is the majority of all homes. So whenever there's a grid signal that gets lost, in other words, the grid shuts off, there's no power coming from the grid, those solar systems have to shut off within a certain amount of microseconds. And that's for the safety of the grid. So if you have grid-tied solar only, if the utility shuts off, you don't have power. You need a battery, and you need a special way to set up your electrical panel, which we do and we're experts at, so that if the utility shuts off, your energy system disconnects instantaneously from the utility and your battery system kicks in and it creates a grid signal and it leaves all your solar on running. That way it can keep, you know, powering up your devices and charge your battery at the same time. So grid tied only, whenever the power shuts off, your solar's off too. You don't have power. And Trailser is like, no time off for my office. Me and Trailser, he's got another office just like this one. And it's also powered on the same energy system. So
how funny.
He's throwing his jabs in there too. We got a lot. Me and Trailser have been working on a whole lot of things. I don't know what Watson's trying to say in here. Hey now, Red Viking, what's he saying? Oh my God, dude. Johnny just popped in here and threw a donation in. Thanks, bro. That's seriously cool of you. Thank you for helping out our mission of grid liberation. I seriously, seriously appreciate that, bro. That's absolutely epic. Johnny's one of my good friends, fellow streamer, and a really, really good moderator. And appreciate him, and I appreciate the support, Johnny, man. Thank you, bro.
Johnny's the manicurist, right?
Yep. You know it. He's the one you want to book that lifetime subscription for.
Well, I was thinking, I mean, if Johnny works nationally, I mean, you know, we could do like, unless you remember. Yes, I do. We could do like giveaways for homemakers. I don't know. Wives Appreciation Day. Wouldn't you like that? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Hey.
I mean, everybody needs their toes done, not their fingers.
You heard it, Johnny. Lotus, of course, remembers you, man. I pulled her aside. I'm like, check out my dude getting it done. And everybody does need those services. And I'm just pulling up. I actually got a question over here. Let me just read this whole thing real quick, Lotus. But ask me any other ones you got coming in. This one came in through email real quick.
Oh. Yeah, well, tell us about the question.
Hold on, I got to read. This is a longer one, like from one of my old-time customers, so I'm trying to think if I can even, if it's even applicable.
Trailster agrees with me that pedicures are important. I mean, if there's a way for us to innovate, and maybe it's, you know, taking parts and pieces of that job and electrifying with solar power, that'd be interesting. Or what if there were robots? I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
If there are robots to do what?
Powered by solar power to give you pedicures.
No, you ain't going to replace Johnny with a robot. That's my boy.
Well, Johnny could control them, like, with a remote. Like, you know, a drone remotely from where he's at behind a desk or in bed or whichever is most comfortable for him.
Well,
he's laughing. See, he likes it. It's a great idea. See,
we'll get it. Well, you know, let's blow his business up where he needs a whole team of drones to carry out his work. How about that? He can be he can be the main commander of all of those drones.
That would be awesome. With drone pedicurists.
Heck yeah.
Some things that need to be done by people still. Yeah, of course. I think, you know, as much as we want to automate and bring robots and artificial intelligence into our lives, I think that sometimes the human touch is still very nice.
Yeah.
And which is why I think for me, coming to West Haven and meeting our installers and remembering that they're humans and they're humble and they're nice people is so nice too.
That's it. That's it. We try to bring all the love, you know. It's not just about, you know, power for, like, you know, homes and whatnot. There's also a good amount of heart power we got over here to keep us all motivated and doing the right things and charged up and fired up so we can give the best of all we got in life. You know, that's kind of like, that's the system of our valor too.
Mm-hmm.
We have, you know, the ancient principles here where we understand our place in the universe. We're already complete. That's what we declare here all the time. To be a member of the Valor, that's the one thing you must say. I won't let anyone come into the Valor unless they'll say it out loud in front of everybody. I am complete. And only from that place then can we actually carry out our work and do the great things that we're born to do, is by saying we are complete. And that's why we got such a good vibe over here, Elise. You remember what happened, how we recruited you? We got to tell that story one time. Not today, though. Let's save that one for another day.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Family, brotherhood, and sisterhood. Thank you, Watson. Sisterhood, I see, is now being added to the line. I'm just kidding. but anyway, no, and I think, you know, today's topic is really important. I know we're talking about, do homeowners really save money when it comes to their monthly electric bills? And, you know, one of the stories I wanted to share was a homeowner who had shared with me that prior to solar and batteries, his electric bill was $800 a month. Can you believe that? That's like a whole paycheck for some people. Like, I mean, I remember the last time I made $800 a month, it was really very hard. And I mean, I just can't imagine $800 going straight to
electric. You'd be surprised how many people are actually paying that sized bill. A lot of people actually are. That's a monster of a bill. Tons of people pay it. And that's why we come out here to, you know, fight that off. But here in California, you know, you got a certain size house, you got to run your air conditioner, maybe you got a pool. That's an easy bill. We've killed those so many times too. I've slaughtered so many $800 bills, I can't even tell you. You know, and that just takes a certain size solar system and that thing's gone for good. And the way PG&E bills you too, you know, that's called a tiered billing system. So the more power you use, the more you pay. And so you actually, to get an $800 bill, don't have to use as much power as you would think to run that bill up so quick. California's ridiculous with this stuff. That's why we're here to just, you know, take the food out. We're just here to just leave them dry. Just all out abandon, you know, and that's how I feel. And nothing's gonna change that feeling once they burn our neighboring city down. Like, we take that very seriously. That's why we have 1,000 years of dedication. You know, this company, we have on our tags. Actually, I don't have my Valor tag because I'm wearing my collared shirt, but I got 1,000 years written on it. because we're building our organization. It's already built. It's done. It'll be here for 1,000 years to get us past this kind of nonsense. This shouldn't go on anymore. Where companies that supply a necessary thing to our society, like electricity, are allowed to burn down entire cities, admit they did it, admit they killed a whole bunch of people, and then turn around and send the bill to them for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not right. And we have an entire legion of people that we don't get out there and shout it. We just go out there and do it. We're not going to sit there on the lawns of Congress or a state building and put a sign in the air. We're just going to go out and get everyone off the grid. Simple.
Yeah. And I think there's something to be said about it's okay to use an alternative energy. I mean, I don't even want to say alternative energy, but I feel like as a homeowner, oftentimes what we're given is what we think we're stuck with, right? Like, for example, I buy a home, there's grass on it. I'm probably going to keep it. I mean, that's just standard, right? Every home has a front lawn, has a driveway, has a washer dryer, right? But I think where we're challenging the status quo here is that it's okay. We don't have to go with PG&E or SMUD. We don't have to have a driveway. We can have more trees in the driveway. I don't know. I wouldn't recommend it. But long story short, where I'm going with this is that I think homeowners need to rethink how and where they're getting their electricity from.
Yeah.
And that they're not stuck with this one provider, because there are so many other ways they can get more affordable power that doesn't cost them $800 a month.
Yeah. And you know that I've been fighting against, you know, I'm glad you said what you said, Lotus, because that kind of gets me on something that's really important. We use the word alternative, you know, kind of in the wrong context when it comes to energy. Solar power is not an alternative. It is the choice. It's the number one choice. Your alternative is the old utility grid that's broken and burning down cities. That's your alternative. From our perspective, from my perspective, and I can fight this all day. I can convince people of this nonstop. And I'm not trying to confront a person about this and just, you know, just because I'm right, even though I am totally right. There's only the sun. That's the power source. This is unarguable. It's like you like gas? It made the gas. Most, you know, people don't think about that. I just remind them. Like, I'm not saying they're dumb. That's wrong. No, I'm just reminding them. Like, hey, you know, the sun grew those plants through photosynthesis. Those animals ate the plants. And then it took a couple million years to bury them and convert it all to methane gas and fossil fuels. That's the alternative. Go now, we're smart. Go straight to the source itself with the little itty-bitty crystal and make all your power. So the alternative is the utility. The alternative is fossil fuels. The only primary choice is solar. That's it. No other alternative. Or if there is an alternative, it's fossil fuels. But what you said, yeah, and what you said is correct. I mean, now here's this choice. So we're turning the whole tables. I like to redefine everything so people get it right. And I've seen a lot of, you know, it was a big mistake a lot of solar companies made when they first got started, calling themselves alternative this or alternative that. You know, I don't like that word at all. I don't want an alternative. I want the primary, you know, and I want it done so well, I don't need to think about an alternative. And that's my opinion. But, you know, you're only going to get me rampaging on a subject, especially when you bring up the utility and I get reminded, which I'll never forget till I'm dead and in a grave or burned, however I'm going to go out. Now I'll probably be cremated. I don't know. That's a different topic. But I'm saying, sure. Till you know, till I'm done, till this consciousness has moved on, best believe we're switching this power system over left and right. And we're taking men, women, every single person that'll join our movement and our mission, which is entirely good, to embrace this so we get our whole civilization, our whole society powered the right way in a freer state, in a more liberated state, and not relying on this old infrastructure to give them what they need.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And I think that, you know, what we're starting to see and how it's being positioned within the market is that it, and especially with the current administration, it's no longer about that alternative energy. You're right. It's about now transitioning to the better source, or
correct,
the more affordable, sustainable source. And I think that if we just open our minds and start to think of it as like, it's not an alternative, but instead it's a better, cleaner solution. We're just getting smarter, and our systems are getting better, and we're essentially upgrading and transitioning to a more sustainable solution. I think if we think about it in that way, it's like, there's no reason why we shouldn't be doing it. And I think you're right. We've been talking about it all in the wrong ways.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I'm out here on these platforms, Miss Lotus, mm-hmm, to get the minds right, get activated and animated where I got to do that, and basically sit here and motivate what I got to motivate to get this done. And we've already done so much. I mean, we've got our own society of craftspeople, our whole legion of them out there. That's our symbol with our eagle. That's our crown eagle foreman. Only a very select few make it even to that rank. But we have the whole system and process to get everybody up there to where they got to be. That makes a huge difference in their life, and they become a highly effective individual in repowering the right way every single home and business we touch. That's mm-hmm what we do. And we've got a legion of these craftsmen growing every single day. So we're pretty, we are unstoppable. We're completely unstoppable. And it's a whole different level of mindset and thinking in this organization than anywhere else out there. That's why I always say, shamelessly too, you know, I'm a titan in this industry, and they know it. That's why Dennis Quaid even selects us out of 35,000 other companies. Go figure that.
Yeah.
Well, on a more positive note, because I can jump from the most serious to the most immature at the drop of the dime, let's go check in on David Herrick. How about that?
Let's do it.
Okay, give me a second. Let's bring him in. He's all ready to go. He can at least show us what's up. Let's just pull him in.
But how to know what to show us if he can't hear us?
Well, he might not, but we get to see David kicking butt. That's what matters. Oh, my God. Okay, here he comes. Yeah. All right, dude. David, what's up, bro? Can you even hear us? Because I think the service is kind of weak out there. He can't. But he made the effort to come in on stream and try to show us what he's doing. I saw his project in the background just a little while ago. It was looking pretty tight. So I wish we had the good connection with him, but I'm not sure that we're gonna get it. He's working on a pretty sweet system. Earlier I could see the array in the back, and it looked like it was done. It was looking pretty rad.
It's so strange that we were talking to Jason, mm-hmm, who's out in, you know, the country a little bit, yeah, and it was perfectly fine. And whereas David is out in the community, and it's hard to interact.
Yeah, it happens. I'll see if he can reset himself, and, you know, we'll see if we can bring him back in the game. Meanwhile, you're on fleek. You're looking good. I'd have hardly known you went to Vegas over the weekend unless you would have told me earlier. Should we talk about that for a little bit?
Oh, my God. I didn't do anything.
You met customers in Atlanta and tried to convince me to open up a shop in Georgia not too long ago.
That is true. Exactly. It was a last minute plan. You just never know. You know what's so funny? I think I'm just really approachable, and people like to talk to me. Like,
you don't say. Did you have those fleeky lashes on?
Like, no, I did not. I was fully masked. And, you know, I'm just one of those people that I can stand in a crowd, and especially in San Francisco originally. Uh-huh. Not from San Francisco, but used to kind of live and work there.
Yeah.
And I would be the first one that all the tourists would approach first before they approach anybody else.
I'm sure there's a reason for that.
I don't know.
I wouldn't know what it would be. I'm just guessing there must be a reason for that.
I guess.
So you're in Vegas.
Yes. So I met this woman. I'm sitting at Paris, and she turns over to me. She's like, so what do you do? And I was like, I do marketing for a solar company. Number one thing, her reaction was, wow. Like, she was so impressed. I had no idea. And she's from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And she said they don't have a lot of solar out there, but she loves it and she believes in leading the way. She got hers in 2013. And I said to her, well, let's talk. I mean, you know, what is it that you're looking for? And she's like, well, I've been trying to get solar for my apartments.
Mm.
Apparently she has a ton of apartments. So mm-hmm. I said to her, well, let's exchange numbers and let's talk it through. Let's talk about what your challenges are, mm-hmm. what's happening out there, and let me take it back, connect with my contacts, which is Brett Jerger, and, oh, yeah. and see what we can do, right? Like, because at the end of the day, it's like, I don't really see, and I probably should, is uh-huh. I don't really see business or helping people in terms of grid liberation by state. I see it by problem. And the reason being is because I really believe in what we're doing. And I really believe that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I really believe that if someone has a problem and they come to us and they're sharing it with us, then there's a way we can help them one step at a time.
Well, I promise you, we will be in every single state in this country. And I always say North America because we're coming for Canada too. Canada, America and Canada are the same. If you've done enough traveling, you know what a great country Canada is as well. And that's why I treat it all like North America. We're coming to, you know, rid the grid.
Yeah.
And yeah, definitely. I already know though, you just wanted to get over to Atlanta because you know things are kind of popping off over there. That's a pretty cool place. I don't know. Have you ever been to Atlanta?
Into the airport and driven through. Okay. It's growing. Well, the woman was telling me that everybody from California is moving there. She said that everybody's buying homes and it's just been off the charts.
Well, doesn't California, gosh, I should know this.
Everyone's leaving.
Well, not everyone. We're still here.
That's true.
It's a great state. It's an awesome state. Just got to make it work. You know,
it's expensive.
Well, the taxes are what's lame. I mean, you got like 12%, you know, taxes once you're in a certain bracket, and then you go to other states, they're like, they never even touch like 4%. So, you know, from that standpoint, it's not the most favorable.
Yeah.
But we got the best forests, we got the best rivers, we got the best beachfront. It's kind of hard to beat. Everybody knows that. And we got the most popping cities. I mean, come on, San Fran, L.A., places rock, you know.
Trailster said he's not leaving.
Of course he's not. California prince. It's a California prince.
So. But I will say, though, right, like right now gas is what, $4 a gallon?
Yeah, but we're ditching gas. We're not going to be using gas for very much longer.
Oh, that's right, because we're going green, and by 2035, all the vehicles being sold are going to be EVs, right?
Yep. Exactly. Electrification of everything. That's what's going on, you know? So don't even worry about no gas price, because we're not going to be filling up with gas. Newsom, is it, 2030 or 2035? No more gas cars.
Yeah, 2035, I believe.
We're gonna accelerate that. That's easily accelerated, you know, with all the new all the new electric cars that are coming out that are just killer. And I don't mean just the Teslas. You got monsters coming out that are just so awesome. I mean, wow. It's impressive what's gonna be coming out in the next 10 years. So don't worry about gas. So we ain't leaving California. Unless we're flying to one of our other places to go check out our locations. Okay, ATL is on the map. We'll get ATL done. Fear not, ATL, we're coming for you. Now you got me all activated because you went to Vegas and met up with somebody who wants to full on do up their apartment. So we will definitely check that out. No problem.
Need to go where people want solar.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm seeing Tyler's right in here. Sorry, team. David could not get back on the best service. Yeah, no worries, dude. We saw his, him in the back. I actually, before I tried to drag him in the stream, I saw the project he was on. It looked pretty tight. So too bad we couldn't see that. Maybe we can share some pictures tomorrow once it's all said and done. Looks like he was going to wrap up today, though, and finish that whole thing. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he looks like he was ready to go home.
We'll let him cut loose. Maybe that's what he did. He's like, oh, no service, I can leave.
That's funny.
We'll start the stream earlier for him next time.
Yes.
But yeah, you know, electrification of everything is what's going on, Lotus. We're, you know, electrifying the whole planet. You know, all things are going electric. Don't worry about gas. The world is getting better, not worse. That's an important thing to understand, too, for everybody to get in there. You know, too much nonsense media, you know, actually watch streamers more. Watch what people are streaming. That's mm-hmm. better. Get involved with streamers and see what they're doing. You'll actually see the world's a much better place than what is presented to you in a lot of mainstream headlines. Always talking about negativity. There's good stuff going on. But guess what? People in the world actually care. There's caring people. There's people like us out here that are actually only dedicated to working to our fullest capacity, knowledge, and skill sets on providing a power source to homes to make them impervious against disasters and to power shutdowns and to save them money at the same time. You know, there's a lot of good going on out there. So, and that's one of the other reasons we're on here streaming, to get our message out so people can see what's up. Of course, we just got started not too long ago, but we ain't gonna stop.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting. You know this person. One of our influential solar friends. And he had posted on LinkedIn, and we shared it on our LinkedIn, was essentially a case study around how much it would cost for charging EVs, like a Tesla, for example, that's mm-hmm. 75 miles over 3 years
mm-hmm.
versus avoided gasoline cost over 3 years. So if you were to charge your EV over 3 years, it would be only $1,400 versus avoiding a gasoline cost of over $9,000. Isn't that crazy?
That's nuts. We got to put up all those stats on our website. You're always blowing me away. I can't even keep up with all this stuff anymore. Thank God you're here, Lotus. Seriously.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
yes.
I appreciate you.
Appreciate and, you too.
Hey, thank you very much. The world will hear soon enough how I almost went to jail for you.
I know.
But, you know, we'll save that story for another time. I need to animate that. That's like the first animation I want to do, because we're going to be doing some different animations showing our stuff. Let's just show that story. That would be awesome. I think we could fit it into like a 3-hour episode.
Oh, how your recruiting happens?
Yeah. How I almost went to jail.
Yeah. Well,
it would only take about 3 or 4 hours to build up to that moment.
This case, you would be like the Thor or Captain America. You'd be Captain America in this situation.
I can identify with those guys, no problem. That's no problem for me to identify. Thank you for that.
Yeah. So, back to this savings of $1,400 versus $9,000. I think that is mind-blowing to me, honestly.
That's it. No, that's just it. You know, I've been doing this for I always say it, but I always keep saying it because I enjoy saying it, that I'm a titan in this game, you know. But this is the story of solar energy, which is also awesome, is that it's just cheaper all the way around. Those are great stats. I'm so used to saving people money on their electric bills, I never even thought about the difference on the EV chargers when it comes to, okay, mm-hmm. well, how much would it cost to fill up you know, to charge up your car to drive this many miles on a solar system versus how much you have to spend to put the money in the gas tank. That's awesome. I hadn't even thought of that one yet. Just because I'm so focused on Rampage and on everything else.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, if you buy a solar system and you get a battery system and you buy, et cetera, an EV charger, right? Mm-hmm. You get 26% from the government. You get, I mean, obviously you're saving your from your energy bills. You're paying maybe, I don't know, for some of our customers, they're only paying the connection fee, which is like 10 bucks mm-hmm. or 13 bucks a month. And then on top of that, let's just theoretically say we're saving about $6,600
yep.
over 3 years. $6,600. Mm-hmm. I would go to Tahiti on that. I mean, not that I'm trying to sell Tahiti. Go?
Tahiti?
Maybe.
Good enough. I'll join you on that trip. But yeah, that's the story. So the stuff's cheaper, it's better, and that's why it's taken over, and that's why you got people like us saying there's it's not an alternative. The alternative is the lame thing. You know, that's what the word alternative means. Like, ooh, can't have that one, so your alternative is this one. It's always not as good. You know, it's like you go to book the killer room in Vegas like you did over the weekend, but they didn't have it, but you had an alternative.
No, what we did was we went to this, we wanted to go see the Poppy Reserve.
Uh-huh.
And we got there, and because of the drought.
That's in, like, L.A.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Lancaster.
Lancaster. Yeah, that's you know, basically
and L.A. It was a pile of dirt. There were no flowers. And we were so disappointed because of the drought. I mean, I can't complain, but.
When you're so close to. All these orchards over here with all these blossoms, and we got like cherry trees blowing up left and right here. Why would you want to go see the poppy fields in Lancaster? You guys should have gone straight to Vegas.
Planning at all. It was just like, oh, sisters, let's go here. And this is, and then the next thing you know, we're like we haven't done a sister trip in forever.
Did because this turn out to be like a real girls trip?
Yeah. With my 2-year-old. My 2-year-old's in the car.
Oh, she made it too? Okay, that's wholesome.
She's at this phase where she, like, loves to wave at everybody. Even if people aren't waving at her, she's like, bye, bye, bye. And, you know, that reminded me one thing, too. Is, like, it's so funny because she doesn't see color. She doesn't see, like, anything, right? And she doesn't know. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I feel like if we are the same way when we're purchasing solar... Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it's quite of a stretch, but if I'm purchasing solar, I don't know, and I just rely on an expert, then, and if that expert is truly an expert, then I would be well taken care of. But
so
if
you're saying that I'm an expert and I take good care?
Kind of, yeah.
Or did I just take that just to be all about me?
Yeah, and then but if you're looking for solar and battery and you have no idea if this person is an expert or not because you're not in tuned with the industry and you just think, oh, it's a good number, there are implications to that too, because we see a lot of electricians come on board, come on site, they do work, and then they abandon the work, and then homeowners are stuck with wires coming out of their walls. So
there's a lot of horror stories out there. That's why we have our Legion of Craftsmen dedicated to a whole different purpose. So we got, you know, a very, very large army, you know, out here that's dedicated, that operates on different principles. We're not just here to, you know, sell and move on to the next. Like, that doesn't work anymore. All those are done. Those people, we've destroyed all of those, you know, because we're on a good, solid, wholesome mission. We take care of people. We think about people. I make sure everybody understands there's a family that's in our community. They matter. They're important. So we're going to do a damn good job every single time, day in and day out. And everyone here that's on the team, on the squad, is of this same mindset. That's why we all come together on this. Like, you got Watson, Tyler, so many. Like, those are just two guys. We'll meet them on stream pretty soon, too. Not today. But, you know, we mean different business over here. We take it at a whole different level. That's why you can't even join our ranks. Unless you're of this mindset. We don't want nothing to do with people who don't have this mindset. You know, because we're serving families. And there's, you know, real people in there. And I despise nothing more than people that cheat others. that offer one thing only to give another. And I especially despise it if there's a huge difference in their promise. All I really care about in life and all that I think that matters is that you keep your promise. You do what you say. You're going to say you're going to do this, you're going to do it. Or, you know, die trying, literally. I don't want to work. We don't work with anybody that doesn't have this type of mindset, this type of feeling, and ultimately this kind of heart. That's why we're titans in the game. That's why I've been here so long. Outlast everybody. No one's around that has ever tried to even come up against us. It's seriously a graveyard behind us. Mm-hmm. And we take care of all those people. You know, there's many people that have been done wrong in this industry by other practitioners. And we come and take care. You know? Mm-hmm. So... And thanks for getting me all. You're getting me all activated on these. You're making me rampage today, Lotus. God.
I know, but it's true though, right? Like West Haven Power became who we are today because of all of our past experiences with previous, whether it's a manufacturer or customer experiences. And so, really, what we've built today is because we want to take our customers to grid liberation and fill the gaps that were missing before, right?
Exactly. And Tyler, you'll not have to kick me out of here. We already know, dude. I got so many stories to tell. So many of these people, like, man, we got to put this together, Lotus. We got storytelling stream. We got storytelling streams for days with all the just insane things we've done and the level of projects and accomplishments underneath our forces is nuts. And it's, you know, it's all working, all of it, you know, which is awesome. Oh, that's not just me. That's the whole team keeps this whole machine running so well, you know, and so tight. And, you know, when we went through COVID, big difference. That was a very, very challenging time. And you know what? We're so dedicated. Our people are so strong and resilient. Nobody even cared if they're getting paid or not. You know, so many people came up and told me that. Of course, we paid everybody. But that's just the level of power we got over here. From all these people's hearts and minds that are so focused and dedicated to what we do.
Yeah, it was really a scary time. And I think at the same time, it was really good to know that we were all going through it together.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And our technologies help out anybody that's going through that stuff. You know, no one wants to pay a huge electric bill if they're not getting a paycheck. That's why our systems help that out so much. So it's nice to be, you know, involved in a mission that has so many benefits, you know, from top down.
Yeah, that's what my sisters and I were talking about this past weekend is like, you know, the way our country is wired, you know, we consider ourselves one of the more wealthier countries, but we're also so wired into debt, just the way it's created, right? I know we could always break into that, but...
Don't turn me into this.
I know.
Don't even break out my Leonidas statue. make me go 300 on this, Lotus. I'm a safety switch engaged.
Yes. Well,
the world is all debt. That's a whole nother subject, but I ain't even going into that right now. People don't sign on. Now's not the time. Need a drink first. Amen, Trailer. God, I ain't even going there. That's a bonus stream. They have like sub-donate goal for that if they want to see me start rampaging on that topic. And believe me, I can rampage on it.
The good news is that whether people realize it or not, solar power is a particular unique solution that is positioned to help eliminate some of that fueling.
Correct. Yeah. That's correct. That is correct.
If you know how to navigate it, I suppose, is more importantly. Which then also means you talk and speak and work with the right people. Because if you get stuck with the wrong contractor who's in it for your money and runs with it or doesn't know how to put up a system, then you're stuck with a system that doesn't work. It's going to cost you double, triple the money as well. So.
That's exactly it. That's what we fight up against. We know exactly what we're doing. So we know, you know, top to bottom, we got our team's so bulletproof from operations all the way down. Engineering, installations, bulletproof. And we do perfect work. That's why we just, you know, our customers don't have any of those problems that everybody else has. And you can call us, and you can reach us, and we're now starting live streaming. That was just a couple weeks ago, and we'll never stop. This will always be going on. So you can always reach us and talk to us. Call me out. I don't care. I'm right here. We'll get it fixed. Whatever it is, we'll get it done. You know, any questions a person has, we're here to be, you know, right out on the front lines. So, but you know what, Lotus? The day is getting a little bit late. I think I'm going to go ahead and end this stream shortly because we've got a whole bunch of stuff to do. I got a bunch of engineering stuff I got to look over. And, you know, I think it's been a great stream. Great seeing you. Welcome back from your Vegas trip. I'm glad you made it back safe.
Yeah.
I already put you on the spot there. You know, I respect that. And, you know, we'll be back on Thursday, you know, hot, fiery, rampaging as usual. We'll tune into a whole bunch of job sites. We'll go visit our street crews as well. We'll go check in with DeLon. I gave him a little bit of a break today. But we'll go meet up with DeLon and Zach. Maybe we'll do a little bit longer stream on Thursday. Show everybody what's up. Take everybody around. We got a whole bunch more installers that are, you know, just coming in now to the Discord. And we're just like, just finally, you know, getting them all polished in. So we got tons more job sites to go see constantly. More characters to meet. People haven't even met Watson yet. They got a good taste of Tyler when he was hooking up them panels. But we got so much stuff we're working on to showcase. I mean, this, like, what we got going on over here is like a nonstop 24/7 reality show that just never ceases to amaze me. And we haven't even introduced like 5% of the characters. Of course, I brought one of the prettiest characters out first.
Who's that? Just kidding.
Myself.
Of course it is.
Just joking. Just joking. Of course it is. I ain't got those fleeky eyelashes on. Come on now. I brought the prettiest first.
I will have to upgrade your lashes.
I'm sure you could. I know you got that background in all that beautician work that you've done. And I know you won some modeling competitions back in the day as well.
I am
wise to this, Lotus. I'm shouting you out. I'm shouting, yeah. You know, I'm proud you got your fellow content creator on the squad.
I know. I'm sure you've won a ton of solar programs, too.
What are you trying to say? I ain't even going to comment. Well, we got a ton of cool stuff to show folks. And like I said, I ain't even awkward. That's what the content's all about. But yeah, we got so much more to go. All right, so let us end this stream, only to be continued. We're going to be that much further along the journey of grid liberation, and we'll see everybody very, very soon again. Thanks everybody for tuning in. All right, Lotus, you ready to bounce?
Thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon.
See y'all soon.
Bye.